but the silk that comes out of the ear.
That's what my folks call it.
Would be a tousle.
Tousle.
And I do remember hearing tousle out means not the bloom at the top, but that the ear is getting ready to be used. In other words, you could tell by looking at the tousle.
But that top of the cone has a name. I cannot remember.
The only name I know is well, maybe spindle. The only name I know for that or ever heard was tassel. But the tousle out is for the ear. Around the the corn, of course, you had the what?
Shuck.
Shucks. And you eat corn this way.
That's corn on the cob.
On the cob. You didn't say roasting ears.
We call the young corn roasting ears. Roasting ears, you know.
Instead of roasting, you actually boil them, right?
Well, they boiled it. But it was always, when the corn was just ripe to eat, you say the corn is in roasting ear now, you better get it. Mm-hmm. Meaning that it was ripe at the proper peak for eating. And I was asking Mama, because it seems to me, she doesn't remember, but it seems to me that my grandmother used to roast that corn in the oven, put it in the oven and sort of bake it. I can sort of remember that. Mom says she can't. Mm-hmm. But I've eaten some roasted corn. Mm-hmm.
Probably tastes like dried corn, except more.
It was buttered heavy and put in there. You know, it only takes a split second. But I actually didn't have corn on the cob until I lived in New England.
Well, that isn't something... Would you think that's peculiar to your family, or?
Probably to my family.
Mm-hmm. And the little things grow in the woods with a cap and a stalk, flavor steak with. Some of them are poisonous and some are good to eat.
Oh, mushrooms.
And the ones that are poisonous?
Toadstools.
Toadstools.
Let me see, is that what we call them? Yeah, we call everything toadstools. Come up in the yard and have a little umbrella on them.
Mm-hmm. And when you have a flower garden, did you ever remember hearing flowers called pretties?
Pretties?
Mm-hmm.
No.
And would you pick them or cut them or?
You pick. You go out and pick a bouquet.
Pick a bouquet.
Pick a bouquet.
Mm-hmm. And the big round things, kids like it. Halloween?
Pumpkins.
And squash? How about the different kinds of squash?
Well, we had the little yellow crookneck squash, and we had Peter Pan squash, which is a white, flat type squash. Uh-huh.
And melon? How about melon?
We had a watermelon, and we called what is now called a cantaloupe, we call it mushmelon. But then in later years, I learned there's a difference in a mushmelon and a cantaloupe. But what we grew is cantaloupes, we call mushmelons.
Mm-hmm. They're actually about the same thing, aren't they?
It tastes very similar.
And how did you drink your coffee when you were, either now or years ago, how did you drink coffee? With something in it, or?
In my family, sugar was all that was ever used in coffee at home.
Mm-hmm.
You put
and
sugar.
Someone who doesn't put anything in.
They drink it black.
They drink it black. Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear anybody refer to that as barefoot?
No.
Take the coffee barefoot.
No. Let me tell you something about drinking coffee. My grandfather always poured his coffee out in a saucer.
Mm-hmm.